Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, the software sell-off in the US continues, Bitcoin tumbles, and what the interest rate divergence means for investments, all of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 5th of February 2026. It's a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 off by 0.4% to 8,889. 8 of the 11 sectors on the index finished higher though. Financial stocks doing well, a bit of a rotation out of energy and materials into financial, consumer discretionary stocks doing well also. But the biggest loser, materials, especially uranium stocks. Uranium stocks like Paladin Energy shares down by 8.9%. NexGen Energy 9% weaker today. Uranium is seen as a potential source to power AI, and there are concerns about the valuations of AI stocks, particularly in the US. So to tell us more about that and the rest of the day's market action, including a fall in the Bitcoin price and where the opportunities are for investors, I spoke with Ben Clark, portfolio manager at TMS Private Wealth. Ben, what's investor sentiment like at the moment?
Feels a bit rattled, Rick. We've seen a big sell-off, in particularly in the technology and the growth area of the market. What's interesting about our market, and it's been the same in the United States, is that there's been components of our market which have been incredibly strong and are trading at all-time highs, and quite big components. In Australia, it's been the resource sector, of course. In America, it's been the semiconductor stocks. And then there's been parts of our market which have been completely out of favour. We almost saw a panicky sort of sell-off yesterday. And so we've got this weird sort of bifurcation in the market where the market on face value is calm, but underneath it, there's quite different divergence of fortunes.
We're a few days after the Reserve Bank's first rate rise in more than 2 years. What's the market's expectations for future rises? And given the fact that the US is expected to cut this year, how likely is this likely to affect the investment environment?
Yeah. So the RBA in its history has never only lifted rates once. So I think the market believes that there's almost a guaranteed follow-up rate hike. And then I think there's a pause and a question mark. And as Michelle Bullock would say, it will be data driven as to where we go from there. But at the moment, the market has got two rate hikes, including the one we've seen in. And you're right, in America, the opposite is the case. You know, it's quite unusual that our interest rate paths are going in different directions. And what that's meant is a big kick in the Australian dollar, which has had, I think, a big impact on investment markets because typically when you're seeing US markets sell off, you see the US dollar go up. The opposite is happening at the moment.
Can we spend a bit of time talking about AI? And I've got a bit of a preamble just to put it into context for our audience. So overnight, Google parent Alphabet said it was targeting capex of as much as $185 billion in AI. That's pretty huge. Last week, we heard from Meta and Microsoft also spending hundreds of billions of dollars on the new technology. Over the past few days, we've seen software companies in the US, their share price pummeled because of concerns AI will eat into their business models. And then overnight again, chipmaker AMD, it saw profits and revenues rise above expectations, yet its share price overnight dragged the sector with it. So it got hit pretty hard. Here, uranium shares, uranium seen as a potential energy source to power AI, was tumbling as a result of what happened overnight. So with all of that in context, what are the concerns here? Are they founded? And do you still believe in the AI story?
Yeah, so there's a lot to unscramble there. Let me start by summarizing. The software stocks have been nailed. The software stocks are down about 30% as an index component of the S&P 500 in the last 12 months. That puts them into bear market territory. And the last time we saw them fall this far was in 2022 when we had that really nasty year in growth stocks. The semiconductor stocks have risen over 50% in the last 12 months. So the divergence between software and semiconductor, which you think are being powered by the same thematic, which is AI, has had an 80% plus difference in its performance. Now, my view, and I would preface this by saying, I don't think the reason this trade has been so emotional and panicky is only time will tell as to what sort of impact AI does have on the software businesses. To me, we have seen completely indiscriminate selling across software businesses. I've got no doubt that some software businesses will be at risk of disruption from these Anthropic releases and the other releases that we've been seeing coming out. I'm also convinced that the bulk of software businesses will largely be unaffected by AI, and I think there'll be quite a lot of software businesses where you'll see an earnings acceleration because of AI as they bed AI into their platform. So I went to Xero's Investor Day on Tuesday and listened to their CEO talking at length about what will be coming and seeing an upgrade coming out of Xero. I would almost think that the market in the AMD reaction, because the outlook was slightly lower than expectations, has got some concerns that this extraordinary demand that Google and Microsoft, the amount of money they're spending will taper off at some point. And maybe at some point that tapering off is faster than expected. But I also think the pain in the software stocks has presented incredible buying opportunities.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
Nord Haidar here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Like you said, I guess we'll have to wait and see, right? I know we don't really talk a lot about Bitcoin, but it's interesting because it's now below where it was when Donald Trump won the 2024 November election. How is its unraveling connected to the broader economic and market environment?
Yeah, that's also a complex question. One thing that is puzzling is the dispersion between Bitcoin and gold, given both are seen as being a safe haven of value, but one is digital and one is physical. I think a lot of this comes down to momentum. Gold has had momentum and Bitcoin had momentum going into the Trump election, and it's turned. The thing with Bitcoin to me as a skeptic is that Bitcoin has not done what it promises to do or its backers say it will do, which is a store of wealth that will become increasingly scarce because there will only be 21 million bitcoins ever put into production. Gold, feasibly, we can continue to find gold and mine gold and continue to increase the amount of gold. Bitcoin has in fact behaved exactly the opposite of what people say it should. It's been the NASDAQ on steroids. And when the NASDAQ has been rising or tech stocks have been rising, Bitcoin has tended to outperform and vice versa. And so I think, my actual view is you're going to see this is a good buying opportunity in technology. And potentially that would mean, even though I'm not a believer in Bitcoin, it could be a buying opportunity in Bitcoin, because if it does follow those tech stocks, which it has a long history of doing now, it should buck that trend.
It's also interesting at the moment to see all these precious metal price swings, right? We've seen silver really come off again today after a small recovery over the past few days. Obviously, we saw that huge fall, about 30% over the past week or so. With all of that kind of stuff in context and the AI story that you're talking about, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, so on Tuesday, I think we saw the mother of all shakeouts in high-quality growth stocks. And there were stocks in there that you look at and think it's almost an impossibility that AI will disrupt these business models anytime in the next decade, but their share prices fell 8 or 10%. So to me, we are seeing some of the best buying opportunities we've seen since 2022, when we last saw a big sell-off in high-quality growth stocks. And our view is, you know, just giving some advice there is, make sure you stick to high quality. Don't buy the loss-making growth stocks. Diversify. Don't have all your eggs in one basket. There might be one or two stocks that you're not sure about. And do the work, because there will be some stocks, as I said, that are affected by this AI encroachment, but there will be many that won't. And so you've got to do the work on the businesses and work out where you think it's really, really unlikely.
It's Ben Clark there from TMS Private Wealth, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Give it a like or a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you like it. Click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow. This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice, and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Celebrate culture and connection this summer with SBS. Say Kimchi brings you a taste of Korean culture through a distinctly Aussie lens. SBS Spice serves up fresh takes on South Asian Australian life, unpacking pop culture, identity, food, sports, and more. And Chinese-ish dives into what it means to be a young Chinese Australian. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.